I invite you to place a hand on your heart and close your eyes and just allow a few moments for your breathing to soften, taking in a breath through the nose, releasing it softly through your mouth. And as your body starts to relax, your breathing deepens, you can gently place your hand in your lap. You've given a beautiful signal to your body that you are in a safe place. And in this beautiful, safe place, let us now welcome in the message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The channel is basic, but it's something you need to hear, and you need to hear it often, all of you. How many of you feel isolated? Isolated perhaps in a way that is beyond that which simply is a human in your body and your civilization and your society. How many of you feel isolated perhaps from everything that's happening? I want to give you some perspective. That isolation is a result, dear ones, from what you've been told. That you feel perhaps that you're not included in some way. There have been many, millions, over these many hundreds of years that have been given information in a profound way that sticks in your psyche. You grow up being told things and they stick, and they can't unstick, and you can't unknow them. And most of you have grown up feeling that you are isolated from that which is the Creator. This creative source, which we talk about, which made the heavens and the earth, and the source did. That in the process of making the heavens and the earth, I've told you that souls always existed. They were not created separately. Now, this is very difficult for some of you to understand. You'll say, well, didn't that happen in the Garden of Eden when God put us here? No, dear ones, that did not. That's another story. But that particular story is when you got your soul, when the human race itself got that soul, which is eternal. That soul existed, always did. That soul existed before there was time. If I said it always was and always will be, you have trouble with that, just in general. Humans in general look at everything linearly. Everything must have a start, a beginning, everything. And everything that you look at is as simple as a piece of string. It has a beginning and an end. It has to. And the string has a length. It has to. That's the 3D of you. But if we say to you, in a multidimensional world, when you speak of the things of God, that there is no beginning, how does that make you feel? You'll say, well, I can't really get a grasp on that. You're right, you cannot. But assume that it's correct, and assume this, that this Creator who created the heavens and the earth had a situation, if you want to call it, where you were part of it. You were there at the soul level. What if souls were part of God? What if the creative source itself is a collection of souls, as well as the beauty and the power and the splendor of the creative source itself? What if it's a system of love that's always been? If you're feeling isolated or perhaps small, or you think that there's a separation between you and God, I want to put this in perspective. I'm going to give you a truth now that is beyond anything that you were ever given by any doctrine on the planet. Are you ready? When things were void and there was no universe, and God created that which was the universe, and God created that which is the galaxies and all the parts and the incredible amount of time that it took, and when God created your sun, and then when God created your earth, in the Genesis area that you read about and you think about, what I want to tell you is you were there. All of you were there. And you watched it. You saw the majesty of it, the beauty of it. You saw the earth being molded for you. You knew that you would come into this place with a test of light and dark. You knew what you would go through. But more than that, you saw it going on all through the galaxies, all through this one. And long before this earth was ready for you, you were participating in that, many of you, in other planets, in other areas. How does that make you feel? I want to tell you how big you are. Enormous. And I don't mean your size. I mean your lineage, your history, your beauty, your splendor. Your soul is magnificent, and so are you. And so all of these things, you were there. The story of the Garden of Eden, of Adam and Eve, is a metaphor, dear ones. It's not that far off. That scripture has some actual meaning and truth, because so many times the ancient scriptures, no matter where they are, of the beginnings of things, have elements of truth to them that stick. But most of them are metaphoric. And so when you hear about that, which is the Garden of Eden, that's the planet, of course. You hear about Adam and Eve, that's all men and all women, of course. That's the metaphor. And you hear that an angel came down and imbued both of them, or all men and women, with something they never had before. It was time for them to receive their soul. The divinity then became something that was part of you. And even your DNA changed at that moment in time. That's when you got your soul. You were standing in line for that one, dear ones. You were there. All of you were there. Not just a few. Not just a few that came to earth. All of you were there, looking in, looking down, if you wish to say, watching the process until it was your turn to come into this planet at whatever time it was to come in. So many of you that I'm talking to are what I would call old souls. I'll say it again. This is a school. The more lifetimes you've had on this planet, the more experience you've had. And it's cumulative, and you remember enough of it from lifetime to lifetime that you start understanding how things work. One of the things that carries over from life to life is your spirituality. Those of you who are shamanic, who ask the right questions, who learned about the energies and all the things you talk about today, that stuck. It was inside your DNA, inside your memories, at the cave of creation. What I'm saying is, you pick it up when you come in your next lifetime, and you carry it. Your search for God is innate. It's intuitive. And those of you who did it lifetime after lifetime, you come in and do it again. That sticks. The wisdom that you've learned for certain things, that also sticks. Dear ones, we've told you some amazing differences in this new energy, especially what you carry in with you. And one of them is a new tool. That those who will come in now and those of you leaving and coming in again will never have to learn the things you've learned this lifetime in any form. It all sticks. That's new. That's a new paradigm. That's a new energy. That's what the new magnetics of your earth are about. All of that. so that you're going to have more light in the future than you've ever had on this planet. That's where this is going. But in all of these things, I tell you, you were there. You are not disconnected from any of these processes. Part of the issue and the plan, the system, you come into the planet and much is hidden. We have even given many channels about the hidden things, if you recall. And part of that is who you are. But I'm here to tell you who you are. The magnificence goes beyond anything you can imagine. I'm telling you, you saw it all. You saw it all. You are ageless. When you leave this place and go back to that soul level, you will continue forever. There is no end to your existence. There was no beginning at the soul level. And that soul level is becoming more and more available for you to touch. Over a year ago, I told my partner to create the Circle of 12, the beginning of touching your soul. And that within that, there could be miraculous healing of all kinds. Healings of the fear, perhaps, that you have today, and the uncertainty, not just of your body. To have peace where there is no peace, that is a major healing, dear ones. To have joy when you haven't had joy, no reason to have joy, that's a major healing. It's not just corporeal things. It's about you realizing your profundity on the planet. You were there. You were all there. Bigger than you think, more included than you think, with guides and angels and an entourage around you everywhere you walk, waiting for you to acknowledge them or know that they're there, or be more aware and more informed about actually who you are. It is a spectacular truth, dear ones. And you were there, all of that. How can you be more aware of this, you might say? How can I feel more included, you might say? Why don't you ask for it? Dear Spirit, you might say, help me to understand and feel who I am and the lineage that I carry of humanity. Help me to have peace over these things and know that I'm included and loved dearly. Help me to feel the entourage with me all the time and relax over the things that I am not relaxing about. Help me to understand my eternalness and the light that I carry for the earth. That's a good place to start. You're asking for things that are willingly going to be given to you. We've been waiting for a lot of you to ask. And that's the truth of the day. That's the biggest truth I could give you today. You were there for all of it. I'm crying in love with humanity. And now you know why. There's a lot to love. And so it is.